happy, picky, just be happy with this quickie.
All right, it's October. We got the draft. We got free agency this week. Here at the Knoxville Content Network, it's like what we like to call silly season. So let's get at it. Three predictions on what's going to happen this week with the Canucks here today on The Quickie. I'm Trevor Beggs, and you're listening to The Quickie here on the Knucks Misconduct Network. Make sure you go subscribe to the network, okay? If you haven't done so already throughout the Canucks season, you've been missing out. We've released probably about 300 episodes in the network, new content coming at you all the time. Go get the network. Nick Bondi, Power of the Towel, drops tomorrow. Who's he got on? Go find out. I don't know. He had Kevin Woodley on last week. Kyle Bowen came back with Sipping on a 40. New episode just came out yesterday. And then you get Silky and Filthy, Puck Talk and Bullshit with Kyle and myself. Never a bad time. Go make your hockey life just a little bit better. So silly season was in full force for the Canucks last week, specifically regarding the rumors around Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Now, I did an episode on The Quickie on Wednesday, but the rumors really started to intensify over the past 2 days. Since that episode, we have learned that the only two teams on Ekman-Larsson's list are Boston and Vancouver, and that those two teams on the list are unlikely to change. My prediction on the Oliver Ekman-Larsson front is that the Canucks and the Coyotes do find a way to hammer out this deal. The one thing holding me back is my surprise at how willing the Canucks are to let go of, or how willing the Coyotes are to let go of Oliver Ekman-Larsson. I know his contract is onerous. I know they probably want to be a floor team instead of a cap team. But damn, this is one of the best players in your hockey team. He's been a staple for your franchise for nearly a decade. And you're going to trade him for possibly the likes of Louis Erickson? I think it's going to be a hard deal to pull off. I think the Canucks do give up a first rounder next year. And I think they do lose a defenseman like Uelevi, and Erickson goes the other way because I think he has to be in a deal like this, and the Coyotes don't retain any salary. It's going to be an interesting week here in Vancouver to see if that actually transpires, but I just get this gut feeling that Jim Benning wants Oliver Ekman-Larsson on this hockey team, and he's going to work hard to make it happen. Now, one of the other decisions the Canucks need to make is in goal. Of course, Jacob Markstrom probably wants to stay in Vancouver, but he wants that no move clause. I don't think the Canucks should give it to him, and I think they're pretty fucking hesitant to give it to him. My prediction here is that Markstrom does end up walking, and that Henrik Lundqvist walks in as the backup for the Vancouver Canucks. Again, Vancouver is a desirable destination right now. We love the Swedes. The Swedes love us back. I'm guessing that by the end of the week, the Canucks might be, they might have the exact same number of Swedes that they had last season, but perhaps two walk in Markstrom and Erickson, and two new ones come in Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Henrik Lundqvist. I think Lundqvist, you know, the Canucks probably signed to a 2-year deal. Hope to God he doesn't retire at the end of this season, so that they have two goalies that are eligible to be picked in the expansion draft next year. My third and final prediction on this front is that Jake Virtanen is no longer a Vancouver Canuck by the end of the draft. Now this one, I'm not sure if a decision gets made that fast. Perhaps I'm being bolder here. Maybe this is the least bold prediction I've had. I don't know. But I just think, based on what Benning has said about Virtanen, based on the fact that it's been 6 years and he hasn't progressed into what Benning, yes, Jim Benning, wants him to be, and based on the salary cap hit, I think he's gone. I think the Canucks feel like there are better ways to spend that money rather than giving it to Jake Virtanen at $3 million a year. and perhaps a change of scenery benefits him. I think Benning would like to peddle Vertanen for a draft pick, or maybe Vertanen is part of that Oliver Ekman-Larsson trade. At the end of the day, I just don't see him being a Canuck by the end of this week. Remember, it's silly season. Go have some fun. It's October. In my opinion, the second best month of the year. Thanksgiving, Halloween, football going on. Usually it's the beginning of hockey season, but we'll cope with silly season for now. Thanks again for listening to the Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Hit us up with your predictions, either at Nux Misconduct on Twitter, Trev Beggs on Twitter, or on NuxMisconduct.com.